OPEC oil ministers decided Tuesday to keep the official quota of 28 million barrels per day. Oil analyst Ehsan Ulhaq of PVM Oil Associates says OPEC will meet again in March to decide what to do if Iran cuts supply in protest against referral of its nuclear program to the UN Security Council.
Iran exports more than 2.5 million barrels per day of oil, especially to Asia and Europe, and if Iran either stops exporting its oil or restricts its exports only to a few countries, then it will certainly an impact. Because of Iran's good relations with China and Russia, it's possibility that Iran might decide to send its oil only to Asian markets, and it could mean that lower supplies for Europe, and as a result, other countries might have to make up for Iranian losses.
A special executive session of the International Atomic Energy Agency, scheduled for Thursday, is expected to send the Iranian nuclear program to the UN Security Council for possible sanctions. The United States and other countries suspect Iran is working on a secret weapons program, something strongly denied by Tehran. Iran's oil minister, Qasem Basiri, told reporters in Vienna his country would not retaliate by stopping exports in the event of council referral. Analysts say oil prices are high, at almost $70 per barrel, and any shortfall from Iran could lead to record highs of twice that figure. Iran is the world's fourth largest crude exporter, and other countries have little spare capacity to make up for any loss. OPEC ministers meet again March 8 in Vienna. Marlene Smith for VOA News, Vienna.